Decide what success looks like for you. What is it that you're trying to achieve with this business? Think about the person I want to serve. Learn how to do good market research and secret shop every competitor. Research all the ways you could solve that problem for them. Create a minimum viable product, test it, and get paid along the way. Work out your financial plan. So I got really excited about all the possibilities. I'm starting a new business, and here is my unconventional process that you can copy. Dear future self-made millionaire, this week I'm launching a new business, and I'll scale it to 7 figures from scratch this year. I know that's a massive claim. However, in reality, it's going to be very easy because I'm following a predictable path. So look, last year, when I sold my last business, I decided that I wanted to create a new business. I love my conscious education company, and I love doing the mindset stuff. It's so great. But there was something that I love as well, is help people have ways to make money. And so I decided that I want to create a business that produces $50,000 to $60,000 a month in profit, and that could actually run without me, kind of replacing what I just sold and doing it again. So the first step in starting your business is to define your endpoint, okay? Decide what success looks like for you. There's no right way to do this. You know, with my other companies, when I started them, I really wanted to create quite a large business, you know, millions and millions of dollars of profit, because I wanted to completely set myself and my family up. But this, it's more of a passion project. You know, if it makes $500,000 a year, that'll be enough. So there's no right way for you to decide what success looks like for you. However, your end result is going to have a combination of how much income you want to earn and how much independence that you want to have and the impact. Maybe you want to do a business for an exit to get a big liquidity event, or maybe you just want cash flow. Maybe you just want something that will help you to quit your job. You know, whatever it is. By defining your endpoint, it helps you. So I've got a friend of mine who's really wants to quit his job and start a business. I said, look, don't worry about leverage. Don't worry about independence. Just work on one thing. How do you make more money than you're making in your job so that you can just have this, right? Like, make it really clear. Once you decide on your endpoint, you actually want to start in a very unconventional place, right? Most people say, you know, oh, you should go write a business plan, or, you know, go get funding or get this. But the truth is that what I do is I want to think about the person I want to serve. My opinion, every business is actually a group of people that are solving a problem for another group of people, right? So you want to think about that group of people that you want to solve the problem of, right? You know, I know that's what a business is to me. A business is a brand, really, that solves a problem for some people. And so most people don't think about this, but I want you to think about a person and the problem they're having. And so it's a big mistake. So since I already have an established database, when I started thinking through this idea last year, I started thinking, what does my audience want? And the obvious person to work with was obviously them. I know them so well. They're conscious creators. They're in my work and I care about them. And so if you think about a person with a problem, typically it's going to be very obvious to you. It's somebody that you care about and a skill set you know, or someone you've been, okay? And the problem is if you start with a product, you're going, this is what I want, then try to fit it to someone, you kind of be more of an artist or an academic rather than being an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur goes, okay, where's a person with a problem? Okay, I know them really well. What are they already buying? And can I make something that they are already buying? So I wanted to have something to help my existing clients, right? And I wanted to run without me, right? Without the need for an office and a future-proof income. I've got, you know, family on the way and other things that I'm doing. I love spending my time in my conscious education business. So I wanted something that's going to run without me. And I want something that'd be super easy to sell. And so I actually put out a survey to my clients. I sent out a survey, and you can see here the, you know, the response of that survey. I found out 58% of our responses actually want to grow a business or make more money. Now, it's quite a lot of people, you know, quite a lot of people. It's a big, big portion. That's what they want to do. And so I realized that most of my clients are not making the money they really desire in the way they want to. And so I have all these people investing, you know, in the You're Not Broken methodology, the 5 steps to become super conscious, and they're doing this. But half of all of these people is that they, you know, they want to grow their business and they want to make more money, which is really interesting. Okay. And so I want to solve this problem for them. Okay, so now I've got my person, and I've got the problem. Okay, when I researched and I thought about this, I actually thought about a few different ways I could help them do this. But what I decided was that I can actually help them to write a book. If you've seen some of my previous blogs, I've done really well off writing books and publishing books. And so I decided, why don't I help them to write a book? And I thought, okay, well, I actually know a lot about this. Obviously, written one New York Times, Wall Street Journal bestseller. I've written about 5 or 6 other books as well, actually. And they've all done well. They've all made money. But also, a book is something that I can help someone to do. It's predictable. And I've paid a lot of money to agencies. I know a lot about writing books. I've got all of these courses when I didn't know how to write a book. And so I totaled it all up, and I'd spent over $40,000 just on courses, not even on like agencies and editors and stuff. Just on people and just courses. I had access to all of these. I bought them all. And so I realized, okay, I'm actually a real expert at this, of book writing. I've done it myself successfully. I can help others. And I can see a clear model, right? There are book agencies out there. So I went and researched and looked at a bunch of book agencies and done a full view, and I realized that most of them haven't actually figured out how to combine book writing and workshop and online course development. So I decided what I could do is put a course together, a program together, is how to write your book, turn it into an audiobook, get it on Amazon, and turn it into an online course in a one-stop shop. I realized I could do something like better than what's out there. And so that's the next thing. So once you think about the person and then you find their problem, you want to design something that you have a moat around, something that moat, meaning you have a way for it to be your own, and then a way for you to be different in the market. So I thought, wow, there is a way that I've got a moat. I can be different in the market. I know it's something that they're interested. I know they want to make more money. They trust me. I care about them. And I can see other people are successful in this. So I thought, you know what? This is a good bloody idea. I can probably do it. So I decided to launch Duncan Publishing. That's right. It's a boring book publishing company. It's something that will publish books for people now, in 5 years, in 10 years. I guarantee I'm going to be able to make it to $50,000, $60,000 a month profit. And yeah, it should be able to work without me. Once I create the course and the structure, I'll be able to hire other people to do it. So here's why I like it. I have prior experience with 4 different companies I've used to publish my books. I used 4 different companies to publish, so I know exactly what it's like to work with these different companies. 2, I have a client list of people that are interested in publishing books. 3, I have credibility in the market. I have multiple best-selling books. 4, people have an emotional connection with the idea of being an author. So people will buy this. They want to be an author. They have a desire. 5, there are many upsell opportunities to book writing, right? There's marketing, all sorts of things, right? 6, there are many successful companies to work on. 7, there is an abundance of staff and agencies I can use. And 8 is that people really do need guidance when writing a book. I know I did. I was battling around myself. I tried to write it without any help. I didn't know how to structure chapters. I didn't know what to put in chapters. I needed guidance. And so people are struggling. And I guess lastly, like, people can make good money with it, right? So it makes sense to me. What about you? What do you think? Does this make sense? Can you see how I logically put this together? This is a good business opportunity. So look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help clients write and publish their book. The upsell opportunities will be helping with their website, social media, and marketing. It's going to work for sure. Well, this is what I think anyway. So my next step was, obviously, do I buy an existing company, right? Or do I start from scratch? And I say obvious because it's obvious to me. The next thing I think is, do I buy what's already working or do I start from scratch? And, you know, this search led me to find a bunch of companies for sale. And I inquired on them, and some were very cheap, like $50,000 to $150,000 with a few staff. And I found that at the cheaper end, companies, you know, they had a couple consultants or outsourced contractors. They were selling for a few million, but they had kind of a niche, like that, or a niche if you're in the state. They had, like, they're going to be working just in primary school, you know, ages 4, 5, and 6, or they had, like, you know, health as a focus. Like, it felt like they were really focused. Some were just really broad. It didn't look like they had much at all. Anyway, and then there were some that were much more expensive. You know, right up to, I saw one that was a few million dollars. However, what it seemed to me that they were selling at the few million dollars was a brand and a database, you know? And I was like, well, do I really need your database of people who have already bought from you? Like, anyway, so it didn't even seem to me to be worth it for what I wanted. So I decided for what I could get at the cheap end, I could just spend that money myself and build my own. So I decided I'm going to do my own. And so now the market research really began. So look, you can see here is a copy of what I do to do market research. I look at what everyone else is marketing. What are their hooks? How are they delivering it? Their marketing claims, prices, terms, proof points. Like, I did this with about 15 different book publishing companies, went through, you know, I secret shopped everything they're doing. I highly recommend this, is learn how to do good market research and secret shop every competitor. What I found is there's 3 pillars. The first is book coaching. Okay, this is where my competitors are helping authors to write their manuscript, overcome writer's block, imposter syndrome. And the price points were kind of ridiculous. They started from about $5,000 right up to $30,000, okay? The next thing was editing and publishing services, okay? This was to help a manuscript get turned into book and get published on relevant platforms. Some had included ghostwriting, full structural edits. The price range were a few thousand to around about $20,000. And the final offer was marketing services, website creation, social media, promise to get on bestseller lists, which, you know, I'd spent tons on funnel creation videos. Like, this service had no real price range because it varied so much. So what I noticed when I looked at it was that the market was really overpriced. You know, for what it's doing, it's really overpriced. It seemed that they're still relying on numbers, you know, before AI was here, that's for sure. But really, you know, before we have access to so much freelancer help, it seemed a lot of focus on this bestseller idea without thinking through the whole funnel. And so I decided, yeah, anyway, there was a real lack on how books fit into the whole marketing ecosystem. So I could really see how to combine book coaching with marketing strategy and publishing services. I got really excited about all the possibilities. And so I started mentioning the idea to my clients, I guess around about 6 months ago. I did a 4-hour immersion on the topic of writing transformational books. Over 750 people turned up to the call. And I actually now give that session as a bonus to when people are thinking about joining me. So from this small test and talking with my clients, I knew there was really something in this, you know? I could see a real opportunity. So the next step was to build a minimum viable product. The problem was I didn't have an editing or publishing team. So in September last year, I went out and found a team to do the editing. I found multiple teams actually, and I had one book that I actually had the team, different teams all edit. I got Ghostwriter to do it. I had two other services work, and I found all these teams and I tested them and watched how they all did. And it cost around $20,000 to test the services. And I ended up with a book, okay? And actually, I've got three books. One's been released and the others are coming. So this allowed me to really refine the process and find a team that I could connect with and work for us. And in the end, we ended up just hiring our own in-house team. As a side note, we also found there's some really impressive AI tools that can do research, check plagiarism, and even do some of the writing for you. And this sped up the book writing process massively. So I then decided to teach the book writing process to my entrepreneur group. So we had a few dozen, about 100 people follow the process. We launched successful books, okay? And you can see some of the screenshots here. And in February, just a couple months ago, we took on 5 clients to write their books for them and produce some really good books, okay? So what I'm saying is take your time to create a minimum viable product. So that was since September right through to February and right through to now. I'm just working it out, you know. I'm making money along the way, but I'm not even launching properly, okay? However, now we're really ready to launch. And so I was asking myself, you know, how am I going to launch this thing? So I found the best way to launch something is to solve the problem that the person's having, right? Think about this. What is in their mind when they, how do they finish this sentence? If only I could just. And so I realized, like, if only I could just find my book idea, right? Structure my book. So I decided that what I would do is do that for free. And so I found that the battle with procrastination, imposter syndrome, and structuring writing the book is their biggest problem. So I thought if I could do that for free, they could then decide on their book idea, figure out what it is, get the structure right, then it would make sense that they would work. I believe in the best form of marketing is demonstrating how good you are up front. If I can solve that problem of what's their book idea, how should they structure it, then it makes sense that they'd want to continue, right? They get to know how I am as a coach, whether I'm the right person for them, those sort of things. So I know that if I solve those problems for free, then they're also ready to implement their book. So what I decided to do is to run a 5-day challenge, okay? And as I'm filming this, the 5-day challenge is going to be on next week, right? My bet is that if in 5 days I help them to get clear on their book idea and get clear on what it is, it's a no-brainer that they'll want to purchase from me, especially since I'm going to do the most ridiculous launch price ever. So the first thing that I'm going to offer is I'm going to do a 90-day book coaching process. Okay, what I found is it's taken about 8 weeks for someone to get their book right. So give myself another month to get it done. Okay, they could then upgrade after that to editing, publishing, audiobooks, everything else. By offering education as a first purchase, number one, it increases profit because it's got a lot of leverage. Now, you might be hearing, but Chris, aren't you selling your time? Yeah, I am. But it's 1 hour with however many people show up, right? So with the staff that I've hired and the capacity, the profit turns out to be about $2,000 per client. So just on the numbers I've got right now, to make $50,000 a month, I need 25 clients. If I want to make $20,000 a month, I need 10 clients. Okay. Or if I want to make $100,000 a month, I need 50 clients. And so as I'm thinking through this business and I've got the minimum viable product and I've got movement, I've now got a clear plan. If I want to get to my end result, then I need to get whatever it is. Like, so if I want to get to my, it's 25 clients. That's what I need. And so having that clear focus, 25 clients. That's what I need based on this profit, taking away marketing spend, everything else, okay? Now, I'm actually going to do a launch price. So my original launch is at half price. So I'm actually going to be making $1,000 per client at that stage. But that's good to get started, get testimonials, you know, have people go through the process and everything else. So my break even, just to cover the staff that I've got, is about 8 sales a month. And so I feel pretty good. But I don't know. Will it work out? Will it not? I mean, only time will tell. Launch is happening next week, and I'll be able to tell you. I'll follow up and let you know how it goes. Okay, so in summary, if you're wanting to start a business, here are the steps that I would go through. Number one, get clear on your end result. Like, what is it that you're trying to achieve with this business? What is it? What's the victory? Two, focus on one person who has one problem. Three, research all the ways you could solve that problem for them. Four, decide to buy a business or build a business. 5, research all the competitors thoroughly. 6, create a minimum viable product, test it, and get paid along the way. 7, find your test or beta clients, give them a huge discount. 8, work out your financial plan. 9, launch. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. I'll follow up. Give me some good energy and good vibes because I think I'm going to change the publishing landscape. Bye for now. See you on the next episode. Like, subscribe, share, do all the good things with this. I appreciate you so much. Bye.